Nebin, Summer. Chapter 1. The Birch Bark House. She was named Omakeas, or Little Frog, because her first step was a hop. She grew into a nimble young girl of 7 winters, a thoughtful girl with shining brown eyes and a wide grin, only missing her 2 top front teeth. She touched her upper lip. She still wasn't used to those teeth gone, and was impatient for new grown-up teeth to complete her smile. Just like her namesake, Omakeas now stared long at the silky patch of bog before she gathered herself and jumped. 1 hummock. Safety. Omakeas sprang wide again. This time she landed on the very tip-top of a pointed old stump. She balanced there, looking all around. The lagoon water moved in sparkling crescents. Thick swales of swamp grass rippled. Mud turtles napped in the sun. The world was so calm that Omakeas could hear herself blink. Only the sweet call of a solitary white-throated sparrow pierced the cool of the woods beyond. All of a sudden, Grandma yelled,
"I found it!"
Startled, Omakeas slipped and spun her arms in wheels. She teetered, but somehow kept her balance. 2 big skipping hops, another leap, and she was on dry land. She stepped over spongy leaves and moss into the woods where the sparrows sang nesting songs in delicate relays.
"Where are you?"
Nokomis yelled again.
"I found the tree."
"I'm coming," Omakeas called back to her grandmother.
It was spring. Time to cut the birch bark. All winter long, Omakeas' family lived in a cabin of sweet-scented cedar at the edge of the village of La Pointe, on an island in Lake Superior that her people called Moningwanekaning, Island of the Golden-Breasted Woodpecker. As soon as the earth warmed, the birch bark house always took shape under Nokomis's swift hands. Now the dappled light of tiny new leaves moved on Grandma's beautiful, softly lined face. In one hand, she waved her sharp knife, taken from the beaded pouch on her hip. In the other hand, she held tobacco. Nokomis was ready to make an offering to the spirits, or manitous. They loved tobacco. Omakeas banged the tree her grandmother had found.
"Yes, here it is, this one."
Omakeas was skinny, wiry, and tough for 7 winters. She slammed the trunk of the birch with a big rotten stick. Splinters of soft wood flew.
"Boony,"
Nokomis scolded.
"Leave it alone."
She walked up to the tree and put her leathery, paw-like hands on the smooth bark, feeling for flaws.
"Yes,"
she decided, her eyes sparkling at her granddaughter.
"A good one."
"Is it ready?"
"Geget,"
said Nokomis.
"Surely."
Nokomis's tobacco pouch was decorated with blue and white beads in the shape of a pipe. She had owned this tobacco bag ever since Omakeas could remember. When she talked to the manitous, Nokomis dipped out a pinch of tobacco.
"Old sister," she said to the birch bark tree, "we need your skin for our shelter."
At the base of the tree, Nokomis left her offering, sweet and fragrant. Then she peered closely, deciding just where to make the first cut. Suddenly, she pressed her razor-sharp knife into the bark. Omake